Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Little Chicago bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. It's a 13-plus-year-old website, and we keep updating it every day. And Steve Forbes is still with us, folks. He's a great friend, a great friend to you, whether you know it or not. And I'm telling you right now, he is a friend to small business. And as you know, he's the CEO of Forbes. He's the editor-in-chief of Forbes magazine, also Forbes.com. And his book, your book, Steve, is How Capitalism Will Save Us, and that's available wherever books are sold, right?
That's right, and also you can get it online as well, Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
It's an important book, folks. Buy two. You're going to want to keep one and give one away. Hey, Steve, in 2007 – And I maybe you and I've talked about this before, but I want to get your thoughts on it at this point in time. 2007, the bonus pool for Wall Street banking organizations was $100 billion, the bonus pool. In 2008, they got bailed out. 2009, the bonus pool on Wall Street had gone back to $100 billion. In that same three-year period, small businesses lost their shirt. Some people lost everything. And nothing will be the same for us. Way too many regular folks out on Main Street. Steve Forbes, what's wrong with that picture?
What's wrong with it is what happens when the government becomes involved in trashing the dollar and creating artificial sectors in the economy. You know, if we had a stable dollar, and we didn't have these artificially low interest rates, which helps the government finance its debt, which is fine if you have a large company. But small businesses, you know, the credit is anything but cheap right now.
Right.
You totally distort the economy. So you give windfall profits to something like the financial sector, Wall Street. You starve other parts of the economy. If in terms of bonuses, the best thing you could do is stop giving houses like Goldman and others, like shooting fish in a barrel. And banks, you know, giving them virtually no cost money and then lending it to the government at with a markup. That there's no better business. It's like an ATM.
Isn't there a conflict though between what's good for Wall Street and what's good for Main Street these days?
The conflict is not so much Wall Street. It's responding to what the government has created. The real conflict is between the government and we, the people. If we had stable money. A simple low tax code, the government not trying to take over health care. I mean, you know, we all know what the horrors of these 1099s coming up, but those are just the beginning. And so if the government did its part, we would not be having these battles and worrying about who's making what and other parts of the economy getting the hindmost. The government distorted it. We're all paying
Steve,
the price for it.
Let's switch over to the economy in the time we have left. If you talk to our small businesses listening to you right now, our small business owners, tell us about what you think the economy is going to do in 2011 and what you think they should be working on.
Well, in 2011, the economy thankfully will grow in spite of Washington. It shows the basic strengths of the American economy. But we're still, Jim, like an automobile. We're we're stalled 2 years ago. Now we're up to 35, 40 miles an hour, but we're quite capable of doing 70.
Right.
And the government is standing in the way of that. So we will get growth this year. But for smaller businesses, the still key is going to still be cash flow. The key is going to be trying to get reliable lines of credit, replenishing what they had to do to keep their businesses going, and being on the lookout for opportunities. But they're also going to have to spend time on things they shouldn't have to spend time on. And that is monitoring what they're doing and what the government is doing to us in health care, urging their representatives to fight these onerous new regulations that are coming. So it's going to be a little better than 2010, much better than 2009, but a lot different than what it should be. We're still a long ways from where we should be.
Do you think the last election will make an impact on that Heritage Foundation ranking for 2012? You think we'll be able to turn some things around?
Well, what it's going to do, Jim, is it's going to set the stage for the next 2 years. I think some good things will get done, but it's going to set the stage for a fundamental turnaround in 2012. And what I think it shows is that the American political process, i.e. the American people, are responding to the things that have knocked us down on that ranking, that has put us on the wrong direction, and we're going to start to heal the thing. You know, you saw it in the late 70s with the movement against taxes in California and elsewhere. You're starting to see the same thing today.
Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today. Let's have a good 2011 together.
We're going to work on it. You're going to work on it. And we, the people, will save our country.
Well said. The words of wisdom from Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.